在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
The minds of the Romans were not yet accustomed to accept such unequal laws from a tribe of barbarians, and the prince, who by a necessary concession had probably saved his country, became the object of the general contempt and aversion. The death of Hostilianus, though it happened in the midst of a raging pestilence, was interpreted as the personal crime of Gallus.And even the defeat of the late emperor was ascribed by the voice of suspicion to the perfidious counsels of his hated successor. The tranquility which the empire enjoyed during the first year of his administration served rather to inflame than to appease the public discontent. And as soon as the apprehensions of war were removed, the infamy of the peace was more deeply and more sensibly felt.But the Romans were irritated to a still higher degree when they discovered that they had not even secured their repose, though at the expense of their honor. The dangerous secret of the wealth and weakness of the empire had been revealed to the world. New swarms of barbarians, encouraged by the success and not conceiving themselves bound by the obligation of their brethren, spread devastation through the Illyrian provinces and terror as far as the gates of Rome.The defense of the monarchy, which seemed abandoned by the pusillanimous emperor, was assumed by Aemilianus, governor of Pannonia and Mysia, who rallied the scattered forces and revived the fainting spirits of the troops. The barbarians were unexpectedly attacked, routed, chased, and pursued beyond the Danube. The victorious leader distributed as a donative the money collected for the tribute, and the acclamations of the soldiers proclaimed him emperor on the field of battle. Gallus,who, careless of the general welfare, indulged himself in the pleasures of Italy, was almost in the same instant informed of the success of the revolt and of the rapid approach of his aspiring lieutenant. He advanced to meet him as far as the plains of Spoleto. When the armies came in sight of each other, the soldiers of Gallus compared the ignominious conduct of their sovereign with the glory of his rival. They admired the valor of Aemilianus. They were attracted by his liberality,for he offered a considerable increase of pay to all deserters. The murder of Gallus and of his son Volusianus put an end to the civil war, and the Senate gave a legal sanction to the rights of conquest.
Aemilianus enjoyed his title of emperor for only 4 months in AD 253. Valerian, whom Gallus had given the title of censor, brought legions from Gaul and Germany in support of Gallus.He arrived too late to save his sovereign, but the presence of his superior army persuaded the soldiers of Aemilianus, still encamped at Spoleto, to turn against him. Valerian assumed the emperor's purple, but his reign was, if anything, more calamitous than many of his predecessors.
Perhaps the merit of this emperor was inadequate to his reputation.Perhaps his abilities, or at least his spirit, were affected by the languor and coldness of old age. The consciousness of his decline engaged him to share the throne with a younger and more active associate. The emergency of the times demanded a general no less than a prince, and the experience of the Roman censor might have directed him where to bestow the imperial purple as the reward of military merit. But instead of making a judicious choice,which would have confirmed his reign and endeared his memory, Valerian, consulting only the dictates of affection or vanity, immediately invested with the supreme honors his son Gallienus, a youth whose effeminate vices had been hitherto concealed by the obscurity of a private station. The joint government of the father and the son subsisted about 7, and the sole administration of Gallienus continued about 8 years, AD 253 to 268.But the whole period was one uninterrupted series of confusion and calamity. As the Roman Empire was at the same time and on every side attacked by the blind fury of foreign invaders and the wild ambition of domestic usurpers, we shall consult order and perspicuity by pursuing not so much the doubtful arrangement of dates as the more natural distribution of subjects. The most dangerous enemies of Rome during the reigns of Valerian and Gallienus were the Franks, the Alemanni,the Goths, and the Persians.
Valerian determined in AD 260 to bring the Persians under Sarpor, the sovereign of Persia, to heel. But Sarpor captured Valerian in battle near Edessa on the Euphrates.
The voice of history, which is often little more than the organ of hatred or flattery, reproaches Sapor with a proud abuse of the rights of conquest. We are told that Valerian in chains